This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again, hour two, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, for those that are listening, first time listeners to Sons of Liberty Radio.com, you said to yourself, well, Bradley, why is it that you're not getting a lot of callers? Because what happens is I'll get the phone calls, not in that, Matt, I won't get the phone calls is what I'm saying, friends. I'll get the emails. I'll get the text, and what they'll be is a bunch of people trying to justify themselves as to why they would put their kids on these sorts of drugs. I'm going to be getting to what do pharmaceuticals and school shootings have in common. This will pretty much put the nail in the coffin as to prove my point. So do hold on for that. We're going to be getting to that this hour. But what we have been talking about here, friends, is, again, ADHD. It's a prime example of a fictitious disease, says the scientific father of ADHD. In other words, the guy that created this fictitious disease is telling you that it doesn't exist. But what I'm going to get after the show today is emails from people and texts from people and live feed from people that are going to tell me why they have their kids on these drugs and how they're doing their kids a great service. And I just shared with you during the last segment, friends, of hour one, 1 out of 10 boys among 10-year-olds take medications for ADHD on a daily basis with increasing tendencies. They're not getting better. They're getting worse, of course. Again, the Bible tells us we're to train up our children in the ways that they should go. And so when they are old, they will not depart from them. It doesn't say anything about putting your kids on dangerous psychotropic drugs. How come we didn't have this problem back in the 50s? How come we didn't have this problem back in the 60s or in the 70s or in the 80s? And then all of a sudden when this fictitious disease came about, all of a sudden everybody's talking about all the side effects of children that can't pass the teen screen where they're setting them up for the fall. They can't answer the questions properly, so we're going to set them up for the fall. And we're going to put 20% of those that take the test, we're going to put them on dangerous psychotropic drugs because we said so. That's called usurping parental authority. And by the way, that's by design. It's all by design, and it's a huge moneymaker. American psychologist Lisa Cosgrove and others reveal that facts in their study, financial ties between DSM-4 panel members and the pharmaceutical industry, they found out that of the 170 DSM panel members, 95, that's 56%, had one or more financial associations with companies in the pharmaceutical industries. Hey, folks, always follow the money trail. 100% of the members of the panels on mood disorders and schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders had financial ties to drug companies. Here, let me say that again. 100% of the members of the panels on mood disorders and schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders had financial ties to drug companies. This explains, folks, in parallel, why the CIA in this country, along with the helps of organizations like the FBI, folks, are the biggest drug dealers in America. But I got to say this, and that's a fact. Matter of fact, if you like to see 4 tons of cocaine that burst outside of a CIA airplane that hit the side of a mountain under Mr. Bill Clinton, you can go ahead and do that. It was a CIA plane. It was trafficking cocaine. and we heard back in the 80s under Reagan, under Nancy, you know, let's bring forth the war on drugs. Wait a second. Who's making the money off the drugs? That's who you'll find that is controlling the whole drug industry. The greatest drug dealers in this country, folks, are the organizations that you believe are there to put the kibosh on drugs. This has been going on since the beginning of time. I mean, this is like appointing Kevin Jennings as the Safe Schools czar, who's a radical homosexual, over the NEA and America Friends. He's a radical homosexual, and his icon was Harry Hay from North American Man Boy Love Association, where their slogan during gay pride parades was sex before eight, before it's too late. He was set as the fox watching the chicken coop, just like the CIA and the FBI. I used to know a guy back in North Minneapolis 25 years ago. One of the biggest drug dealers in North Minneapolis. That's the hood. Got all of his drugs from the FBI in Mexico. But I gotta say this. If the people weren't buying the drugs, you can blame anybody that you wanna blame, America. But if you're buying the drugs, you are the problem. Don't blame anybody else but you for buying it. If we have a drug cartel problem in this country, friends, it's because the American people are buying the drugs. You're alluring kingpins into the United States of America. You're asking, you're inviting good organizations that have been set up for the good of the United States to be corrupt because they can make money. Because they're willing to sell their soul to gain the world. And I say again, friends, lose the money and lose the world and gain your soul. But you can blame nobody in this country, and it's the same thing with some pharmaceutical companies. You cannot blame them if you're buying the drugs. You can if they are by force putting your kids on the drugs. No more can you blame them that are selling cigarettes, friends, if you're buying the cigarettes. Don't sit there and blame somebody else for what you're doing. You know, this reminds me of people saying, you know what, it's the gun that did it. No, it's the person that pulled the trigger that did it. This reminds me of people that say, well, the devil made me do it. He didn't make you do anything. You made the wrong choice. And going back to the point to justify putting your kid in a public school, and this would be another reason as to why not to have them in a public school, because they're setting them up for the fall through Teen Screen to prescribe them dangerous psychotropic drugs so they can make billions of dollars over a course of a short amount of time as they prescribe your kids drugs, and then finding out those that are actually on the boards, 100% of the members of the panels had financial ties to drug companies. Why do they do it? Because you're letting them do it. My gosh, America, I wish I could really, honestly, I wish I could just take it all and just say, okay, this is it. It's so simple. There's a simplicity in Christ, but man wants to cloud it. He wants to add more to what is there. Folks, you are the reason this is happening if your kids are on antidepressants. If you're on antidepressants. If your kid's in a public school. If you're using illegal drugs. If you're committing crimes. Folks, you're the one making the wrong choice. Not somebody else. And don't blame them if you're the one buying it from them, all the while knowing what they're doing is illegal, to justify yourself. Come on, let's get beyond this, amen? I'm going to take a quick break, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, 100% were tied to financial ties to drug companies. Wow, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Okay, so 1-866-582-9933. What are your thoughts? I mean, this information that's being dropped on you right now, friends, what are your thoughts? I mean, is anybody going to be out there straight up honest with themselves and with everybody listening? 1-866-582-9933. It's indisputable, the facts that I'm giving you right now. I just shared with you, friends, that 100% of the members of the panels on mood disorders and schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders had financial ties to drug companies. Do you think they have invested interest? Of course they do. So they have to prop up the lie that was created by Leon Eisenberg when he said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Let's take it a step further. Marc-André Gagnon and Joel Lechtchin, a longtime researcher of pharmaceutical promotions, performed a study which shows that the United States pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion versus the 13.4% for research and development in 2004. It shows you how much they care about you, doesn't it, friends? They spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on promoting their dangerous psychotropic drugs versus the 13.4% for research and development in 2004. So in other words, that's almost twice as much money on pushing their drugs on the people than research to make sure that the drugs that they're prescribing are safe. So again, this raises the questions. Are they safe? No. As I said earlier, friends, these are illegal drugs back in the 50s, street drugs. And again, if you read the antidepressants black box, I read this during the first hour, this portion, the side effects. The warnings on the black box are there for you to see what I'm telling you. Folks, you'll be alarmed. by the side effects listed on the inserts. Again, confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. Folks, in the 80s, this was illegal. Now it's legal because they say so and they make enough money off it. And now all the well-knowing, not only are only 100% of the members of the panels financially tied to the drug companies concerning this fictitious disease, now they're reaping major benefits of this fictitious disease. Here, let me give you another example. The assistant director of the pediatric pharmacology unit at Massachusetts General Hospital, an associate professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School, received $1 million in earnings from drug companies between 2000 and 2007. It's a pretty good deal. Confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. By the way, friends, they're actually running through these side effects on their television programs, their commercials. And you're sitting there with your jaw that just hit the table because you can't believe that they're actually lawfully allowed to do this, which they are not if the American people knew what was going on behind closed doors. That's why, by the way, when these school shootings take place, judges will seal the cases so you can't find out what's going on, just like they did during Columbine. I'll get to that in a little bit here. So the rational question here would be, why would any parent subject their children to drugs with such dangerous side effects? I mean, you got to ask yourself. Well, let's ask Michael from Maine. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Well, good afternoon, Bradley. Thanks for talking with me this afternoon. And the reason why I called you, Bradley, is because the psychotropic drug experience has become paramount in my life because I lost a father to that type of addiction, which was brought about because he went to the Department of Veterans Affairs and received psychotropic drug treatment, and within 6 months after he was being treated, he walked up into my bedroom one day and took a 12-gauge shotgun to the back of his head. And I'm going to tell you something, Bradley, he never was that way before. And I don't know what these drugs do to the people that they're trying to so-called, and I say that with a euphemism, treat. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't do very much good for them. And that's all I wanted to say, Bradley.
I appreciate it, Michael, and I'm sorry to hear that, my friend. I really am. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get to that in just a couple of moments. Hello? Again. Thank you for the phone call from Michael. Folks, that's the kind of stuff I hate hearing. I got to tell you, and Michael, I'm sure you're listening. Again, thank you for the phone call. High school after high school after high school after high school after high school. Last week, one of our students committed suicide. Yeah, a month ago, we had a suicide. Last year, we had a suicide. And you think to yourself, if I could have just... if I could have just been here, not that I'm the savior of mankind, but I serve the savior. If I could have just got here a week before that would have took place, we could have prevented it. We did Sandstone High School. And I remember hearing the story of how a 15-year-old boy did the same thing that Michael's dad did. And he went and stood in front of a train. And he put a shotgun up to his head and he took himself out. Yeah. right before we got to the school, we heard of another little girl who was in a wheelchair. And she was so depressed. And I can imagine her friends, or the school students, it's amazing how mean some students are to each other. But she just got to the point where she didn't want to live anymore. And what she did is she rolled herself into the girls' locker room and she hung herself. We used to hear this all the time when we were doing schools all across the country on a weekly basis. And I'm quite frankly sick and tired of hearing about it. First of all, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Let's remember that. And instead of going to drugs, let's go to the Word of God, because He is the deliverer. He is the healer. He always has been and He always will be. But we just get to hear this kind of stuff in schools across the country. And it's interesting when I begin to hit the topic of suicide in public schools, you'll have throughout the two and a half hours, you seem to get a little more of a grip on the students when you're talking about it, because most students in this country have contemplated the idea. And why? Because they're confused and they're lost, and then they end up on these dangerous drugs, and then what does that add to? As Michael said, does it help them? As a euphemism, it adds confusion, it adds depersonalization, it adds hostility, it adds hallucinations, it adds manic reactions, it adds suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, and homicidal ideation. You guys ever heard of Houdini? Houdini was the greatest escape artist in history. Several times he would allow himself to be bound in chains and cast into the sea, and instead of drowning, he would shed his chains and escape. However, one time Houdini almost didn't make it. The incident took place in a small English town. Houdini had boasted that he could escape from any jail cell as long as he was allowed to wear his street clothes and work in complete privacy. The people of this small English town were proud of their specially constructed jail cell, so they invited the famous Houdini to give it a try. Houdini arrived in much publicity and fanfare. That means a whole lot of people showed up. And I'm about to finish the rest of this story, and it's a story that we all need to hear because it's going to set you free. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I was just talking about some of the experiences that we had in public schools. We had Michael call from Maine and talk about a suicide, and it's something that we get to experience or hear about every time we do a school. Not every single time, but quite often do we hear about them. And I used to give the analogy or the parable or the true story, should I say, of Houdini. Because what I'm conveying is that suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. He didn't say wide and broad and easy is the way. Matter of fact, if you go to the book of Acts, chapter 11, it talks about it. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. If you look at the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, his name was Paul. Saul turned to Paul, his surname. And interestingly enough, the first thing that the Lord told him was how many things he must suffer for his name's sake. So life is uphill. You don't get on top of a mountain by landing there, friends. You fight to attain, because where your treasure is, your heart will there also be. Don't ever forget that. But going back to Houdini, who was the greatest escape artist in history, several times he would allow himself to be bound in chains and cast into the sea, and instead of drowning, he would shed his chains and escape. Pretty miraculous. However, one time Houdini almost didn't make it, and the incident took place in a small English town where Houdini had boasted that he could escape from any jail cell as long as he was allowed to wear his street clothes and to work in complete privacy. Matter of fact, the people of this small English town were proud of their specially constructed jail cell, so they invited the famous Houdini to go ahead and give it a try. Houdini arrived in much publicity and fanfare. That means a whole lot of people showed up. The officials then led Houdini into the jail cell, shut the door behind themselves, and then left the building. Immediately, the master went to work. He first extracted a long, tough steel shaft that he would use to unlock most doors. Why wouldn't the jail door open? After 2 hours, Houdini became so exasperated and began to sweat really hard that his confidence began to waver. After 3 long hours, the master became so physically exhausted that he collapsed and he fell up against the door. You know what, friends? The door swung wide open. See, the officials had tricked Houdini into thinking that the door was locked when in truth it was not locked. The only place that that prison door was locked was in Houdini's mind. He could not open that prison door because of his locked-in mentality. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. And folks, I'll tell you, there's no better place to feed than on the bread of life. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberty to do the right thing out of gratitude. That's why we walk in holiness. In San Francisco in 1992, they took 28 students who had the worst SAT test scores and the three of the worst teachers that they had in the city. They lied to them and told them that they were the best. Well, they did a follow-up on all of them 1 year later, and you know what they found? They found that the 28 worst test scorers and the worst three teachers were now the best scorers that and the best three teachers they had. Why? Because they were told that they were the best. Wasn't it Jesus that said in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Why, yes, of course it is. Right before Michael called, I asked the question, why would any parent subject their children to drugs with such dangerous side effects? Again, I shared with you Dr. Edward C. Hamlin, a founding member of the Royal College of General Practitioners in 1998, stated ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of addiction. Yep. See, again, the attention deficit lies in the responsibility of the parents, not the child. And again, Scripture tells us that a parent is to train up a child in the way that they should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it, or she. Proverbs 22:6. Not the other way around. So, Bradley, what is the extremity of these drugs? Well, it's one of the things that you don't hear about. When you see these school shootings, friends, what you're never told about is the fact that these kids are on antidepressants. Here, let me give you a couple examples. Kip Kinkle, he was age 14. He killed his parents and went on a shooting spree at his high school in Springfield, Oregon, killing two and injuring 25. He was prescribed, folks, Prozac. He was prescribed Prozac. We did this high school in Red Lake, Minnesota. It was interesting when we got there. It was Red Lake High School. There was fences all the way around the school. Before you could walk into the school, there was an armed guard with a metal detector and video surveillance everywhere. That's what your public schools are becoming. They're teaching the young people what a police state is like. Absolute control of a dictator. Well, going back to Red Lake, Jeff Weiss, age 17, his grandpa was the sheriff. He killed 9 people and then himself. He was on Prozac. He went and killed his grandpa and his grandma. He was on Prozac. Remember the side effects that I told you about, friends? Yep. Confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, and homicidal ideation. Folks, should not the pharmaceutical companies be held accountable? You better bet your bottom dollar they should be. And they're so busy paying off people to shut their mouths, it's sickening. Case in point, Eric Harris, age 18, from Columbine High School, shot 12 fellow students and a teacher. He had been taking Luvox. That case was sealed, friends. Why would a judge seal the case? Dr. Ann Blake Tracy can tell you exactly why. She will tell you if you happen to be on one of these dangerous psychotropic drugs as to how to get off them. Ann Blake Tracy. Ann Blake Tracy, Google her name, give her a call. She's second to none. She was a key witness in Columbine concerning what was going on behind closed doors. Eric Harris and Mr. Klebold, age 18, from Columbine High School, shot 12 students and a teacher he had been taking Luvox. T.J. Solomon, a 15-year-old, wounded 6 at Heritage High School in Conyers, Georgia. He was on Ritalin. And they're handing this stuff out like candy, friends. Chris Pittman, age 12, shot and killed his grandparents at a close range and then set their house on fire. He was on Zoloft. Really? Jason Hoffman, at age 18, he wounded 2 teachers and 3 students at Granite High School, Hills High School. He was on Effexor and Celexia. You're not told about what's going on. Folks, you can always bet your bottom dollar on these high-profile murders that the media loves to highlight. You don't even have to second-guess yourself anymore. Yep, they're on antidepressants. You'll find out, yep, they're on antidepressants. Every single time that I've investigated, yep, they were on antidepressants. Corey Basgard, age 16, took 23 classmates and a teacher hostage at the Washington State High School. He was on Effexor. Huh. Elizabeth Bush, listen to their ages, friends. Listen to how young these students were. 14 years old. She shot at a fellow student in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wounding 1. She was on Prozac. Why would they do this? Well, Bradley, maybe there's demonic activity. Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar there's demonic activity. It rapes them of who they are, and it yields them to who they are not. Bradley Voorhees actually went to Stillwater Prison, got him on live footage. We filmed an interview with him. He shot his wife 21 times. She was working. She was on the phone. He walked into the store. He had his rifle and he shot her 21 times. He now spends the rest of his life in prison. But what he told me is of interest, America. He said, I didn't know what I was doing. He had just gotten his Prozac prescription doubled. What happens there, friends? Confusion. Depersonalization. Homicidal ideation. Alcohol abuse, feeling drunk, delusions, loss of consciousness, suicidal ideation, manic reactions, hallucinations, friends. Bradley, I didn't know what I was doing. He had just gotten his Prozac prescription doubled. What about Virginia Tech? Cho Sung Hui, this kid happened to be a homosexual. I just thought I'd interject that. He went on a shooting spree and killed 32 people at Virginia Tech. By the way, it was a gun-free zone. He was prescribed Prozac. What is going on here, friends? I shared with you that the pharmaceutical companies themselves even came to terms with it, because when you see, again, the antidepressant packages, there's a black box warning stating the dangers of antidepressants. The reason I keep highlighting that, friends, is because I want to show you how gullible people are and willfully blind and ignorant people are. Even with having the side effects in front of their faces, they refuse to acknowledge this is why this is happening. And yet they're the ones going to work, if they are going to work at all, and actually paying the pharmaceutical companies to be induced by their dangerous psychotropic drugs. Remember I told you Mark Andre Gagnon and Joel Lechtian, a longtime researcher of pharmaceutical promotions, performed a study which shows that the U.S. pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion, on promoting, versus the 13.4% on research and development in 2004. I want you to think about my next point. That's almost twice as much money on pushing their drugs on the people than the research to make sure that it's safe before they give it to the people. Now you tell me what their loyalty is. Either to their god, mammon, which would be their riches, or to the people that they're there supposedly to make healthy once again. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, that was a quick 2 hours. We have been talking about the ADHD, which is a prime example of a fictitious disease. I am awakening the American people to the fact of what their kids are going to be subjected to through teen screen, through the pharmaceutical companies. I'm showing you where the pharmaceutical priorities are. I'm showing you the parallel between school shooters and pharmaceuticals that nobody wants to talk about. And usually when we pay attention to what's going on is after the fact, and we need to get that turned right side up rather than upside down. I was a kid that was subjected to much of what I'm talking about, but I also want to put this into perspective as well and set the record straight that, Dad, Mom, what your kids are dealing with in public schools, the peer pressure, the indoctrination, so on and so forth, etc., dot, 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 is not the same thing as when you went to public school. It's completely different. It's dangerous. The teachers are just doing their job. They're not working for the students in most cases. They're working for the NEA. They're working to secure their position as a teacher when, in fact, they're not teachers at all in many cases. They are simply there to indoctrinate. They're fools that have not been taught that are teaching your students. As I talked about last week, No Child Left Behind, which is shooting for the floor, not the stars. They're trying to equalize the playing field. They're teaching Common Core, which is No Child Left Behind on steroids, which, by the way, was teed up by the Bushes for Barack Hussein Obama, which now they're actually creating the school curriculums by bureaucracies who have no business educating anybody. And it's about the money. It's about absolute control over your students. They're teaching kids International Baccalaureate, This is not what your generation had to deal with. Not even close. It may have been bad, but it's nowhere near as to how bad things are today. The good news is that the young people in this country are regurgitating what is going on. But what's going to happen is they're going to rebel for the wrong reasons if we don't get to them and teach them to actually lawfully rebel for the right reasons. And we would use the word resistance, not rebellion. They need to revolt. And that's exactly what they're doing in public schools. I did one particular school in Kabul, Missouri, where the school principal stopped the assembly. I was talking about the topic of abortion at that particular school. And when I was showing a picture of Samuel Armus, who had spinal bifida, there's a picture, the famous picture of the little baby reaching his arm out and grabbing the doctor's finger, and I was advocating life. Well, the principal didn't like that, and he comes back out to 700 students that were in front of me at that particular time. By the way, if you'd like to see this, you can go to My War, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store, or sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to the store, go to My War, it's all on there. The principal didn't like the fact that I was advocating life. He said, if this offends anybody, you can leave. One teacher, and we believe her, that teacher's daughter got up and walked out. 698 students and teachers remained. It was as if God put his hand on that crowd and said, no, just wait a second. He let me go for about two more minutes. He comes back out. He didn't like the fact that the students and the teachers revolted against what he was trying to advocate. That was the murder of the innocent in the womb. And he came back in and he said, hey, I just want to let everybody know that there's an emergency at the school. He lied to the students and the teachers. There's an emergency at the school. Stop. The assembly's over. See, what he wasn't expecting, nor was I, was the students, along with the teachers, stood up, gave me a standing ovation because they're rejecting the lies that are being forced down their throat. They're not accepting what you think they're accepting. They're not accepting it at all. They're not accepting the homosexual agenda. They're not accepting abortion. They're not accepting an antichrist sentiment in public schools. They're not accepting it. They know what's right and they know what's wrong. They're just trying to figure out why nobody loves them enough to stand up and fight for them is what they're waiting for. They're waiting for someone to actually love them enough to actually cross lines into their world because they're your kids, not the government's. They stood up and they gave me a standing ovation along with the teachers. Apologizing for what their principal just did by shutting down the assembly, by lying to shut down the assembly. And I want you to hear me carefully, America. Those kids gathered around along with the teachers, and this is what they said to me, yours truly. Bradley, what are we supposed to do? The students in public schools are asking the question, we know that we're being lied to. Bradley, what are we supposed to do? They want to know, what are they supposed to do? I did another school in Arkansas. You can see this on My War, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to My War, it's all there. You can watch it on video. Was teaching the kids the Constitution in Arkansas, Lincoln, Arkansas. We were warming up, and the Christian principal that just got back from a Bible study didn't like the fact that we were playing Christian music in a public school. We never lost the right. We still have the right, and we were exercising that right. The superintendent during this assembly, about 600 or 700 students, started walking down the aisle, and I thought, well, what's this guy doing? He stopped the assembly and he said, hey, Bradley, can I speak to you? Right in front of all the students, the kids started to boo him. And he said, well, we'll be back in just a couple moments. We're just going to go outside and talk. We went outside and I looked at him and the principal and I said, are you looking for a lawsuit? I said, because if you shut down this assembly, it's going to completely backfire on you. That's what I said to him. And folks, no sooner than I said that, all of a sudden we heard 600 to 700 feet in unison hitting the floor saying, let him speak. Let him speak. Let him speak. America, why are you subjecting your kids to the public school cesspool of indoctrination illegally? And as I said at the beginning of the show, I'm going to leave you with the question, why is there public schools in the first place? And furthermore, why are you dropping your kid off to be indoctrinated by some useful idiot that you don't know from Adam or Eve to indoctrinate your kid? They better do it or else. And just ask any public school teacher as to what I just said if it's true, because it's true. And yet I've heard from principals in Wisconsin that will tell me, you know, every 3 to 7 years the history and the science books are being changed. But I can't convince the American people, because to them this sounds rebellious to tell them the truth as to what they are responsible for, and for pointing out what they're responsible for subjecting their kids to. And yet I'm the one that sounds rebellious right now. Hey, folks. Reminds me of Elijah being called out by Ahab when Elijah was the one standing against Ahab and Jezebel, who wore the pants and told Ahab what pair to wear every single day of his life. When he said to Elijah, he said, hey, there's the troubler of Israel. And Elijah looked at him and said, I'm not the one that forgot my father's commandments. You are. Let's put this into perspective. Here's the answer. The Bible and the Constitution, in that order, know both of them. And you're going to know what to do by the Spirit of God, because He'll lead you to do it. And I'll tell you what we're born out of. Those that are born in the fire, they don't settle for the smoke. And there's nothing about the sonsoflibertyradio.com that will settle for that smoke.
Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Training up our own children is our own responsibility. That's a mandate given to us from the Word of God. Scripture is very clear. They are your children, not the state's children, not anybody else's, but the ones that God has ordained and entrusted to you as parents and you alone. So please do, as Bradley mentioned, go to MyWar. You can see it on sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. I always like to say, when I'm talking to people, take their word for it and not our word for it. You can see all of these stories and everything that Bradley is telling you about in testimony, up close, personal, in a very fun, educational, and kind of intriguing way. Go to My War documentary series. It's a 5-part, 5-disc series, about 7 hours or so of information that will blow you away and that will educate you. And speaking of education, for those of you who are homeschool families out there, it would be a great documentary to pick up to be able to teach and go through with your students, because they can actually see firsthand what's really going on in public schools and as to why daddy and mommy have them being trained up at home. So again, My War at sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'd like to read this referral we got from Unity High School. The principal said this: letter of reference for the Sons of Liberty, absolutely wonderful. Students and staff enjoyed the presentation immensely. Bradley, Stephanie, of course, the band were first class. The message sent was one that all people and all young people should hear. The message was from the heart and presented in such a manner that students and staff were intrigued. All aspects of the programming was done in a format that the students would understand. The music performed was tasteful and presented in a professional manner. Students came up to me after the performance and said, awesome, great, will they be back? And one that I appreciated the most: thank you, all in caps, for doing this program. Overall, a 5-star performance. So please support this work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Support this ministry that is seeking and saving that which is lost and fulfilling the Great Commission on a daily basis.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Talk to you soon. See ya!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom.